Hello everyone, welcome back to another video. In today's video, I'm making a little devlog for the latest and greatest version of my website, Bulston. This devlog will include various features that are necessary, but not crucial ones quite yet, because I did not feel like doing the quite tedious task of making a register script, for example. The page exists, not in its final form, but the actual script to make it work is kind of a pain in the ass to make, and I'll need to update it later on, so I might as well just do it when I finalize what information I'll require from the user. Anyways, if I hit try again here, you'll see we have a perfectly fine homepage, and I wasn't actually supposed to do that in my little sequence of events I came up with. Here we're on the index page. So the index page has been completely revamped. We have a brand new art piece on the thing, displaying the kinds of technology you'd be able to, well, not use this thing on, but equate with this website's appearance. Here we have like a Windows 7 laptop, kind of styled after a Dell laptop I had, and of course a mobile device of the time. So we scroll down, we have a word or two, and some encouraging little buttons here. So since we have an account, even though there's no register script, let's log in. The login page looks exactly like the register page, just the register page hasn't had the updated footer location yet, and there's more inputs. So let's just log in with my handle and password. Of course, this is just a local local thing, as you can tell by the L after .com, and that will just be password, of course. Logging in, we have a nice little login sequence where it fades the text to the right of the labels, and says submitting. Okay, now we're on the actual homepage, where we're supposed to be at this time. This is where everything else I tried using would crash, namely OBS. I do have OBS, even though this is like Windows Vista, but it kept crashing the system, likely due to the same reason the system crashes in general, faulty memory. As you can tell, I've took heavy inspiration from Microsoft's Aero Glass user interface design language from around 2007 to 2011. But it's slightly different to make sure I don't get like a whole ass copyright claim for whatever reason, because, you know, Microsoft and all the other big tech companies can be quite bothersome like these days. Anyways, I've made it so that you can make nice little text posts, which I call tags. Before they were called pins, but you know what? I decided tag was better than pin, because pin, well, some people get them in the butt. Well, let's just say that. Someone sticks a little pin on your chair, and then you get a little ouchy. What was I saying? Oh, yes, making a tack. So basically you can tack to Bulston, just like how you would on like Twitter with a tweet, or like Flurb with a fleeb. Yes, that is a real website. Don't make fun of me for calling it that, because they're calling it now that now too. But basically I'll just type something like, hello, this is pretty cool, thought I'd document it. And, let's copy it and see what SCARD does. That just, resets the values in the tack box. I'll have to update that function in the JavaScript, when I add the other necessary features. Notably the attach button is quite disabled. Let's paste that back in there, and, hit tack. That fades down while it's sending, and, it refreshes the page when it's successfully sent something. If it hadn't, it would just replace the contents of this form with an error message. It's not going to do that because the server is running and everything is working. So, there we have it. We have created a tack. Now, what can we do with tacks? We can open them up. This comments box is obviously not implemented yet, but this is actually the information from the tack, and when I open this, it doesn't just grab the information out of the tack I just opened, because that would mean setting a whole bunch of IDs that I don't need. I just need the ID of the main tack, and the JavaScript will fetch the tack based on the access in the ID. So, I have a prototype template for profiles, but it doesn't work presently, unless I'm wrong. No, I'm wrong. Okay, cool. Or wait, no, I'm not wrong. Never mind. All right, but what happens if you want to open a tack when your tack is already open? Well, we can just scroll down and hit open on another tack, and it'll open perfectly fine. Well, what if you want to close it altogether? Well, I thought of that too, and added a little close button with the same icon as the discard button, for now, of course. And that'll just close it and re-expand the, or I say uncompress is a better word, to the tack you had opened. And yeah, that's pretty much all the functionality I've managed to implement in the time between simply just writing CSS and HTML to kind of sketch out this layout and whatnot. I hope this was an enjoyable video, and yeah, have a nice day.